So I was just thinking, you know, you're the first person I ever interviewed for this series many years ago. I remember thinking, God, I have no idea what I'm talking about here. And you kind of, you know, I don't know if you realize how naive I was at that point about this, but you really kind of pushed me in the right direction in terms of trying to understand all the stuff that's happening here. And one thing that we've demonstrated from our patterns of care studies is that clearly the bar to treat the lower risk patient is much lower in breast cancer than it is in colon cancer. And of course, the database is much stronger in breast cancer. What are your thoughts about that dichotomy that we see in practice?
On one hand, I get it totally. You've got trials in breasts that were powered to show it. And when you have that, you sort of feel an obligation to give it. And you've got a much stronger advocacy group, if you will, demanding that therapy. So it's a match made in heaven. On the GI cancer side, whether it's our own inertia, whether it's not having drugs to play with, I'm not sure, or whether it's all of a sudden having too many drugs, if you will, to play with. But we haven't really decided that treating that patient population as a whole is worth it, and we don't have the data sets as strong to support doing it. And we're also sort of for the first time in GI cancer confronting drugs with cumulative toxicities. You know, you could give 5-FU forever, but now we have a drug, particularly in the adjuvant setting, where if you give 12 full cycles of FOLFOX, you got a relatively neurotoxed patient at the end of that treatment. So I think we struggle, quite honestly. I'm proud of us for having done the sort of genetic sorting study, you know, or doing that study, because that's really where we should be using our energies, is trying to sort the patients in advance of giving them chemotherapy. You know, again, if I knew in my own house that I didn't need to be taking chemotherapy, I'd be delighted to not be going through what we're going through. On the other hand, if I knew we were in that bad group, I'd put up with a lot. So to me, that is one of the most important things in adjuvant, is being able to sort that. So in that sense, I'm proud of the GI group for having figured some of this out. It takes too long to answer some of these questions. That's another frustration. It takes us longer to accrue these trials in colon than it does in breast, even though we're only accruing about a third of the patients that they're accruing. So colon cancer participation in adjuvant trials is pretty poor, which makes us, I think, do more conservative studies, because we realize we've only got so many shots at this, sort of one at a time, two at a time at most.